from Houston, Texas. It's a King holiday. Sybil.
Sing, sing, celebrate. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
All right, Houston. Thank you for coming out to the art show. I'd like to give you two claps and a Ric Flair.
And a Ric Flair.
Woo!
You watch a lot of football.
A lot of football, baby. Oh.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations.
And thank you for this text that I got this morning from a Trooper Joe. I thank you so much, Trooper Joe, from Indianapolis. He says, "I can't blame Tom. We take responsibility for our failures."
That sounds like something you sent in. Yeah. It really does.
I did not send in.
Somebody hit it.
Trooper Joe. Trooper Joe and Andy.
Trooper Joe.
Yeah.
You got to do better than that, player. You got to do better. I am Trooper Joe.
Yeah. It's really.
It's a tough room, isn't it, man?
Yeah.
What a game. Football. Oh, man.
Well, I got to say that
the
Green Bay and Seattle Seahawks game was great.
That was great.
The skunking that, man, I'm sorry,
well,
Andy.
You know, Brady's God's quarterback. You got to have more than luck to beat Brady.
Ah, look what you did.
More than luck.
Look what you did there.
Andrew Luck is from Houston. He went to high school here. Because I was watching the game here. Yeah, they were pulling for him.
Yeah.
But that didn't help.
Well, Texas being the football state.
Black quarterback, Russell Wilson. What? You're not going to give me anything for that? Nothing?
The whole year is so bad.
Do you hear this?
I guess this is the one that counts.
Do you hear this?
The whole year, people are sitting at home now going, now. Now he's taking it.
Every day?
No, we give you nothing.
Man, oh, man.
What a game, though. Oh, man.
And you won over a coin toss is really how it and however you win. And
you win.
So you,
a win is a win.
You
huh?
won.
Not with you guys.
Well, we got to get
us.
Yeah, but that was a good one.
You need more than luck to beat Brady, man.
Yeah, but you got nothing from Super Dave. That was a good one, Super Dave.
No,
he gave me a shot.
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's King Holiday. And we are in Houston celebrating
H-Town,
and I'm doing the King breakfast.
Give us a sample of your speech.
Yeah, you got your speech. Now, did you run about the King kids? Are they going to charge you?
Did you have to send them any money?
You have to send the King kids some money
for every time I mention
his name.
Every time you say the word Dr. King.
Yeah. So a lot of people went to see. Selma.
Not enough. Selma did not have the weekend that I was hoping. American Sniper did $90 million over just the 3 day, not even including.
What about Kevin Hart's movie?
$21 million
that's
for Kevin
that's good,
Hart
huh? good.
For
that's
Wedding
that's
Ringer.
That's pretty
good. He made a little money.
Another. Okay. David is back.
Yeah,
man.
It took him a week.
The swelling went down. Yeah. The swelling went down.
Yeah, $90 million for American Sniper, $21 million for The Wedding Ringer, and Selma came in a very distant fifth with $8
million. What about top five? Where's that at?
It's down.
Okay, so I was in New York, right? And I went to Saturday Night Live. Kevin was the
host.
Was the host.
How was it? Did you have a good time?
I had a very good time. Ran into my fight buddy, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, Dave Chappelle was there?
Oh,
he
nice.
Was there. And to watch Saturday Night Live.
That production.
Live,
yeah.
The production. Way to do it. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've heard that.
The sets and the band keeps playing. And
yeah, it's
you
amazing.
You forget. You don't get to see
well,
all
and
that.
It's 40 years in the making.
So
it's a well-oiled machine, isn't it?
Yeah. And I've then heard that about them. I had a date Friday with Sherry and Jackie, and we went to the
We saw you on Twitter. We saw you.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Oh, yeah? Yes. And went to BB King's and saw John B. perform.
And how was that?
I went to Caroline's and saw Sherry perform, so it was a full packed weekend of just stuff going on.
And John B.?
How was John B.? Yeah.
John B. was great, man.
Yeah, he was. He had it packed, Simmel. Man. It was packed.
And you know does he say anything about Robin Thicke and his act, like how he stole his?
No, just, that's just us. That's us. Oh, okay. That's just us. Okay. But Robin Thicke did steal his act. he sure enough stole his act.
And, but he still got it.
And then Sunday, I got up early to come here, and they had the worst weather, black ice on all the roads in New York,
Northeast,
Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. And it was
horrible accidents, too.
Horrible accident.
Yeah, on the roads. And
black
and
ass on the road.
Black ice.
Oh.
Ice.
Black ice. Sybil, who's shooting at Joe Biden and why?
Hillary. Hillary's American Sniper.
That was
multiple gunshots were fired outside of Vice President Joe Biden's home in Delaware.
This is the Delaware. Not,
Saturday night.
Not the vice president's residence.
No,
this is in Delaware.
Personal, his personal house.
Yeah.
At 8:25 in the evening.
Yeah. I tried to tell you.
And the vice president and Mrs. Dr. Biden were not at home.
I tried to tell her, too.
Who's shooting at Joe?
Hillary.
I think
and why?
He's the front runner.
Hillary is the front runner, Mr. Clinton.
But she's taking out the competition, man. She's not taking any chances. Shooting at the vice.
Whitney Houston, the Lifetime biopic. Did you see it? Did you like
it? I really liked it. I really did. And Yaya DaCosta played Whitney. And
she did a great job.
She did a really good job.
Was that
job.
Her singing?
No. That was the great Deborah Cox.
Deborah Cox?
I didn't know a lot about Whitney because I mean, just from her music. But there's one scene. Well, Whitney is in New Jersey. Uh-huh. Bobby is in wherever it is, like, 4.5 hours away.
Yeah.
No, she was in, that was when he was going, I'll be there in 4 hours.
Yeah, it's 4.5 hours.
He was in Boston. She was in California.
He drove 4.5 yeah. hours. She had that monkey.
Oh, yeah.
I can be there in 4 hours. And he left another woman.
He left a woman with two babies.
And got in 4 hours later to where Whitney was.
And she must have.
She had that monkey, man.
In the words of the great Damon Williams.
She had something. I hate to refer to it as that.
But I'm going to call it.
I know. I just don't like monkeys. So
man,
I'm not
talking about two snaps and a Ric Flair, man.
And a woo, woo. Man.
But it was really good. She had the mannerisms down. And like Sybil said, Deborah Cox singing the Whitney song.
It was.
She nailed it.
I thought it was the lady who was playing it.
No.
That lip syncing that she did was,
it was really
right
good.
On.
That's Deborah Cox. Right on. Okay, was there a gap in Bobby's?
Nope.
No.
And Bobby's?
No.
Angela
Bassett, as the director said, that was too distracting. It looked like just had a Sharpie down the middle.
So they tried it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But Angela Bassett did a really good job. This was her first directing job.
She did a good job.
This was her very first.
She did a real good job.
And she did a very good job. I'm not sure as we go back.
I think Lifetime has found a niche.
Yeah. Well, if you like Men Ain't Worth a Damn on a Sunday, that's the channel, player.
Well, to be honest, it's not just Sunday. They have enough material to go 24/7.
Lifetime.
If you're into Men Ain't Worth a Damn, they shouldn't even be on the face of the earth. Lifetime.
That's your network. That's your Men Ain't Ish network.
But with this biopic, so it's a new kind
of new. Yeah. They found a new avenue.
And there was a lot of talk about to Wendy Williams. See, this is how a biopic is done.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. There was a lot of that chatter online.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
they were pointing the finger at Wendy.
Yeah. For the production of Aaliyah, but that was
really good.
Really good.
It's good, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right.
Well,
we are in Houston, Texas.
H-Town.
Celebrating the King holiday today, and we're here.
We're on the road.
That's right. We're back on the road.
We're back on the bus.
Yay!
Nobody's pulled a knife.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We just started.
Just started.
This is the first stop.
This is the first 10 minutes.
Yeah.
First 10 minutes. Now, we go from here to Beaumont.
We go to Beaumont, Texas.
We'll be in Beaumont tonight with a happy hour at the hotel.
Yeah, Beaumont is a place you take a pee break and drive right past Vider, okay?
Please.
Vider is where they have the Ku Klux Klan gift shop.
Right.
Seriously.
Man. Yeah, it is there.
And then we go from Beaumont to Shreveport, and then Shreveport to Little Rock. We're on the road. Oh, man. Oh, man. This is so messed up. Damn. That's. Yeah. 12 past the hour.